This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. William Badger was a Gearhart business owner and the first black city councilor in Oregon. In 1850, Philip Gearhart settled on the Clatsop County coast. 30 years later, a community around his original homestead became known as Gearhart. The Astoria and South Coast Railway built a station at Gearhart in 1890, and the first Gearhart Hotel opened that same year. As a new middle class emerged, Oregonians flocked to Gearhart as a coastal retreat. In 1915, a railway conductor from Cedarville, Iowa, named William Badger, arrived in Gearhart with his wife, Emma, and decided to settle there. The couple found that they were barred from purchasing property within the community's limits, so they settled east of town. William Badger recognized that there was opportunity in catering to vacationers and formed a business escorting railroad passengers and their baggage by buggy from the station to the new Gearhart Hotel. Gearhart became an incorporated town in 1915 and elected its first mayor and city council. When a city council vacancy opened up immediately after, Badger was appointed to fill the seat. At that time, Oregon still had a racial exclusion clause in its state constitution, which explicitly forbid blacks from residing in Oregon, owning property in the state, and from entering into any contracts with Oregonians. Oregon did not ratify the 15th Amendment, ensuring blacks the right to vote. However, blacks in Oregon could vote once the amendment passed nationwide. Still, when William Badger was appointed to the seat, it was the first time a black person had ever been part of a city council in any Oregon town. Badger completed the 2-year term and in 1922 decided to run for his former seat. While he lost the race, he would end up being elected to the council twice, in 1934 and in 1936. While on the city council, Badger became the first person to advocate for a new north-to-south road between Gearhart and Seaside as a means of alleviating traffic on Highway 101. In 1922, William and Emma built a new two-level home in Gearhart. In 1936, the couple converted the first level of their home into a restaurant called Badger's Chicken Dinners. Emma acted as the main proprietor, while William operated another business selling wood and coal. William died in 1953. Emma Badger continued to run the restaurant until 1959. Gearhart's early train station is gone, but the hotel that Badger ferried passengers to is today the McMenamins Gearhart Hotel. The Badger home, and home of Badger's Chicken Dinners for 23 years, still stands at the intersection of Highway 101 and Pacific Way. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.